Title: Route Jungle Reese Patch for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that classic Jungle Reese, and then route it properly, so it acts like a real riser and pressure builder into your drop, without turning your mix into soup. The big idea is simple. We're going to split the job into two layers. One layer is your sub, clean, mono, stable. The other layer is your mid-reese, where all the nasty movement and grit lives. Then we're going to route both of them into one riser bus, so you've got one place to control the overall pressure, sidechain, space, and that final incoming danger lift. Step 1. Set the context so everything behaves like drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. And get a basic drum loop playing, even if it's just a placeholder. This matters, because the sidechain timing and the feeling of pressure only make sense when the reese is fighting against an actual kick pattern. Now step 2. Create the reese synth using only stock Ableton. Make a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw. Just a normal saw or a saw-like Waveatable is perfect. Set oscillator 2 to the same saw. Now detune oscillator 2 up by about 10 to 20 cents. Start at around plus 14 cents. That slight detune and phase interaction is basically the DNA of the Reese sound. Turn oscillator 2 down a bit, around minus 6 dB compared to oscillator 1. This keeps it thick without becoming a blurry mess. Add unison, but keep it subtle, 2 to 4 voices, and amount around 10 to 25%. If you go too far, it turns into super saw land, which is cool, but it's not that classic jungle menace we want. Now your amp envelope. Keep it tight but sustained. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to feel held, but still stop cleanly when the MIDI stops. Now MIDI. Program long notes, like 1 bar or 2 bars, or a simple 2-note drone, like A1 down to G1, for tension. A classic wait zone is around A1 up to D2. That's where it feels big without disappearing on small speakers. Next, the most important workflow move, split into SUB and MID layers. Beginner-friendly option. Duplicate the track. Duplicate your Reese track so you have two tracks. Name one Reese SUB. Name the other Reese MID. On Reese SUB, at EQ8, we're going to low pass it around 120 Hz. Use a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The goal is, the sub track only does the low end. No stereo, no tricks, no distortion, no fancy modulation. It's the foundation. Optional teacher tip, if the sub feels a bit cloudy, do a tiny dip around 200 Hz. Don't over-EQ it, just a gentle cleanup if needed. On Reese MID, at EQ8, high pass at the same point, around 120 Hz, also steep, 24 dB per octave. Now we've created a clean crossover. The SUB owns below 120, the MID owns above 120. That separation is how you get loud, aggressive builds that still drop hard and clean. Now route it like a pro. Build the riser bus. Create a new audio track and name it riser bus. Set its monitor to in, so it always passes audio through. Now on both Reese SUB and Reese MID, set audio to the riser bus. At this moment, you've basically created the one fader to rule them all. This is how you keep your pressure consistent across tracks and projects. You'll do most of your big build moves on the bus, while the MID track focuses on movement. Before we add more effects, quick coaching note on gain staging, because this is where beginners accidentally sabotage the whole pressure concept. On the Reese MID track, aim for it to peak around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before it hits the bus. If you're already near zero, your automation won't feel like rising tension. It'll just feel like clipping. Pressure is contrast over time, not just loudness. Now, let's make the MID layer say, rave incoming. On Reese MID, build this chain. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz. Try 300 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%, and keep drive available, like 0 to 6 dB, because we'll automate it. The key automation move is, over 8 or 16 bars, you slowly open that cutoff from around 300 Hz up to somewhere like 4K, 6K, even 8K depending on how bright you want the scream near the drop. Teacher tip. Filters don't always feel linear to human ears. Sometimes it feels like nothing happens for ages, then suddenly it opens. To fix that, either automate in stages, like 350 to 1K for the first half, then 1K to 7K for the second half, or use a curved automation shape where it starts slow and finishes faster. Next device, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Start at 5. Turn soft clip on. And make sure you compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with volume. Louder always sounds better, so level match. Next, chorus ensemble. We're not trying to wash it out, we just want motion and width in the mids and highs. Amount around 15 to 35%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Slow. Width around 120 to 160%. Because we high-pass the MID layer, you're less likely to wreck the low end, but still, keep it tasteful. Then utility. Set width around 120 to 160% and turn bass mono on. Even though it's high-passed, this keeps the whole thing more stable. Optional extra for a more Hoover-adjacent rave bite. Add overdrive after saturator. Set the frequency around 1 to 2kHz. Drive 10 to 25%. Adjust tone until it snarls, but doesn't fizz. Optional extra for a live tape-ish movement. In wave eatable, map an LFO subtly to oscillator pitch. Really subtle, like 2 to 6 cents. Rate 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. If you can add randomness, add a little. This gives you motion that survives even in mono, which is huge. Now, let's make the bus feel like a riser, not just a bass. On the riser bus, build a pressure chain. First, glue compressor. Attack 10 ms. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just gentle control. Soft clip is optional, but can help keep peaks in check. Next, sidechain ducking from the kick. This is essential in DMB. Add a regular compressor, not glue, for clearer sidechain behavior. Turn on sidechain. Audio from. Choose your kick track, or your drum bus. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release around 80 to 150 ms. In 174 BPM, a great starting point is like 90 to 140 ms, but the correct value is whatever makes it rise back between the kicks. Then lower the threshold until it breathes with the groove. Here's the teacher trick. Sidechain timing is rhythm. If your build feels late, or like it's flaming against the drums, don't touch the notes first. Touch the release time. Next, hybrid reverb for the rave swell. Start with a plate or hall. Decay around 2 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 ms. Dry slash wet around 5 to 15% to start. And yes, we're going to automate it higher near the drop. Then, EQ8 for mix safety. High pass gently at 30 to 40 hc to kill rumble. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 khc. If it gets boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 hc. Keep this subtle. You're shaping, not performing surgery. Now we automate. This is the real sauce. Old school rave pressure. Pick an 8 or 16 bar build before your drop. Let's imagine 16 bars. On Reese MID automation. Auto filter cutoff, about 300 hc up to around 6 or 7 khc over the build. Resonance, maybe 15% up to 30%, but keep control. Too much resonance turns menace into whistle. Saturator drive. Ramp it, like plus 3 dB up to plus 9 dB. This increases density and urgency without relying only on volume. Utility width. Automate from about 120% up to 160% near the end. Optional tension move. Pitch ramp. In wave eatable, automate global transpose from 0 up to plus 2 semitones over the last 2 bars. That little lift is instant IO energy. On riser bus automation. Hybrid reverb dry slash wet. Ramp from around 5% up to 20 or even 30% right before the drop. And then, at the drop, hard cut it back to zero. You want the drop to feel dry and punchy by comparison. You can also automate the sidechain threshold slightly, so it ducks a bit harder in the final moments, creating that sucking into the drop sensation. Now, an old-school jungle trick for the last bar, the filter yoink. Right before the drop, automate the cutoff to dip down quickly, then snap open fast, like a gulp. It's small, but it reads as attitude and human movement. Another old-school arrangement trick, the pre-drop vacuum. In the last half bar, quickly dip the riser bus gain down a bit, while pushing reverb up briefly, then cut reverb at the drop. That tiny vacuum makes the drop feel bigger, even if nothing else changes. Quick safety checks, because this is where you keep it professional. First, check mono early. On the riser bus, throw utility width to 0% for 5 seconds. If the riser completely dies, you relied too much on stereo. Fix it by adding harmonics with saturation or overdrive, not by widening more. Second, keep the sub clean and mono. Do not distort the SUB layer. Do not widen it. Sub is your foundation. Third, don't make the bus too loud. Pressure comes from movement and contrast. If you just crank it, you'll eat your headroom and the drop won't feel bigger. Now a mini practice exercise you can actually finish today. Build a 16-bar Reese riser into a drop. Pull it at 120 Hz. SUB low passed, MID high passed. Route both to the riser bus. Automate the MID filter from 300 Hz to 7 kHz. Automate the bus reverb from 5% to 25%. Then cut to zero at the drop. Add a +2 semitone pitch lift in the final two bars. Then resample or export just the riser bus. Make two versions, one where width stays constant and one where width increases toward the drop. Level match them so louder doesn't win, and choose which one hits harder. And for homework, if you want to level up fast, make three personalities using the same MIDI clip. Version A, tight and menacing. Less stereo, more harmonic drive, shorter reverb. Version B, wide and euphoric. More width automation on the bus, a touch more synth effects, but keep sub untouched. Version C, choppy and urgent. Add autopan on the MID, set phase to 0 degrees so it's tremolo, run it at 1/8 or 1/16, and automate the amount up toward the drop. Finally, recap the workflow so it sticks. You built a jungle Reese in Wavetable. You split it into a clean mono SUB and a moving distorted MID. You routed both into a riser bus so you can control pressure from one channel. And you created old school rave tension using automation. Filter opening, drive increasing, widening, reverb swelling, and sidechain pump that locks to the kick. If you tell me what vibe you're aiming for, like 94 jungle, neuro roller, or dancefloor DNB, I can suggest a specific Wavetable choice and a matching automation curve that nails that exact flavor.